This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
UW Stevens Point and one of Central Wisconsin's leading vegetable growers have just completed the first season of an experimental farming project. As Glenn Moberg reports, the crop is being grown not for food, but for a food supplement.
The best kind of fat, of course, is to get pork belly. That's
if you've ever watched The French Chef with Julia Child, you're probably aware of something called the French paradox. How do the French stay healthy with all the fatty food they eat?
Collect what fat you can.
It's a question that intrigues Paul Fowler, the head of the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology at UW Stevens Point.
The French paradox, which is the French eat a high-fat diet, but their risk or the occurrence of heart disease is relatively low. So that was attributed to red wine.
When you pour a glass of red wine, you may think that the health benefits come from the fermented grapes. But Paul Fowler says the benefits actually come from an antioxidant that's in the grapes.
Grapes are rich in a particular compound called resveratrol.
Resveratrol is marketed in pills and capsules as a health supplement, with alleged benefits that include lowering the level of so-called bad cholesterol.
Cardiovascular benefits, protection against neurodegenerative diseases, and also minimizing aging.
Fowler says the chemical is not only found in the grapes that make the wine, but in the stems of the grape plant, which are pruned each season and usually thrown away.
Yeah, there's some exciting opportunities, I think, around the stems, the prunings, the utilization of the whole of the plant.
So Paul Fowler and UW Stevens Point are growing grapevines with the help of Dick Okray, one of the leading vegetable growers in central Wisconsin.
We do believe that this is going to result in pharmacological product for extending life.
They need sunshine, they need water, and they need good soil.
Okray and his assistant Gabrielle Eck rake around a few of the 1,500 vines on the experimental plot beside Highway 54 near Plover.
It's neat to see the public's reaction to it since it is right here on the highway.
So what we're growing is cold-tolerant varieties of grapes that can survive the harsh Wisconsin climate.
They've been bred to live in our climate here in the north.
Fowler says the harsh climate is important for the experiment because the levels of resveratrol go up when the plants experience the stress of cold weather.
We're striking a balance, really. A grape which can tolerate the cold to a certain extent, but also responds to that cold weather. So the idea is that by planting them in a cold climate, a harsh climate, the production of resveratrol will be naturally enhanced.
What does the Food and Drug Administration have to say about resveratrol?
It doesn't have anything to say about supplements right now.
How do you know that it's actually doing what it's supposed to do if the federal government hasn't weighed in?
There are a lot of preclinical trials and literature which point to beneficial effects.
And if the supposed health benefits of resveratrol prove to be illusory, Paul Fowler says there is an industrial market for the antioxidant as an additive to lubricants and plastics.
The plastics industry, which is huge in Wisconsin, lubricants and energy where antioxidants are used all the time in great quantities.
Dick Okray knows the business of agriculture. And he says he can see the opportunities.
You have to be able to make money at a project in order for it to remain sustainable.
And he jokes that he has found a whole new way to spell farm.
In this case, we're going to spell it P-H-A-R-M.
As in pharmacy, preliminary tests show the presence of resveratrol in the prunings from the just completed growing season. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.